You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to talk a little bit of baseball in the open as well. I was thinking this as I'm watching baseball last night and getting ready for baseball that's coming up here in a little bit. I said off the top, this is only the second day in baseball history in which you have three elimination games all going on the same day. When you think about it, there is nothing really close to it, to the excitement and sort of tension that the baseball playoffs provide. It's very different than football, very different from basketball, very different from any other sport that we watch. It's the game-by-game, pitch-by-pitch, decision-by-decision shifts that can happen throughout a baseball game. You can be down 3-1. Next thing you know, you get a walk, you get a double, the crowd gets back into it, and every single thing matters. I was thinking this. The baseball playoffs are like a really cool, exclusive club. When you're in the club, man, it is an amazing time. They got bottles everywhere. They got sparklers. They got the pretty girls around. They got the mist. They got the best DJ you've ever heard. Like, when you are inside the baseball playoff club, it's a pretty fun time. It's a pretty magical time. You want to go back to that place. Man, it stinks when you can't get in. It does. It stinks when you can't be a part of it. I think you could argue that the NBA is this way for a very different reason. But I'm not sure if there's something that we follow, that there is a more drastic difference in just quality, excitement, enthusiasm, drama, intrigue, than the baseball regular season and the baseball postseason. Baseball is a very different game on a Tuesday in June than it is in a Tuesday in October. It's almost like it's not even the same sport. From the atmosphere, from the crowd, from the players, from the intensity, from the enthusiasm, from when you hit a home run, football is kind of the same. The games get more important, but our interest and intrigue, the thrill of going to the games, I don't think it changes that much. We watch baseball in June very passively. You're on your phone, you're eating sunflower seeds, you're drinking a beer, you're talking, you're walking around. That is not the feel and tone of the atmosphere when you are actually in the building, when you're in the stadium, and you're watching these games. And as I'm watching the postseason, and we are now 10 years removed from when the Chiefs were not just in the club, they had the best table and best section in the club, man, you really start to think, man, the baseball playoffs are really cool. They're really fun. I wish that the Royals were a part of it. They got a taste of it last year. They won the wild card round. They lost in the second round. And it should excite you that as the Royals were an over 500 team, man, they're not that far off from being allowed back into the club. You make a couple of moves, a couple of things here and there, and you can very easily find yourself as an 87, 88 win team, and you find yourself back into the most important games of the baseball season. Speaking of baseball, coming up in just a bit, we're going to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, to put a bow on baseball season with the Royals. JJ Piccolo met with the media a couple days ago. Here's what he said about building a consistent winner in Kansas City.
No, that's the goal. I mean, that's what we're trying to do, sustain winning over a long period of time. So while we're not playing in playoffs this year, I think it's something to build off of. Q knows. I mean, the last couple of weeks, every night, I'm like, we got to keep pushing. We got to keep pushing. Like, we need to have a winning season. Winning on Sunday, it wasn't like the ultimate goal, but I was really proud that we went out and played the way we did on Sunday to finish with a winning record, because we know there's not a big difference between an 80 and 82 win team, like the talent, the execution, whatever happened, and an 82 and 80 win team. But at least we can hold our heads high and walk into next year thinking about how do we get better, how do we build on this. So it's two winning seasons in a row, and we believe it's the start of many winning seasons in a row. I think we're all going to come back to I don't want to say there was not motivation, but a more motivated group because we didn't make the playoffs. There's going to be more of a chip on their shoulders to prove that they belong in the playoffs. I don't think these guys are real happy that we're 80 and 82. Like, that's not what they're talking more about, not making the playoffs.
That was J.J. Piccolo, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, and we'll see this offseason what the Royals can potentially do to find themselves back into the club of teams that can make the baseball postseason. It's certainly a exciting time in the sport, and it's a little disappointing that the Royals are not a part of those teams.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.